Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 171. I am your host, Sid Satter. We start things off this week with a track by the Tweeds. That song is called I Need That Record, a tribute there to Record Store Day last weekend. Hope you enjoyed yourself. That song was originally recorded in 1980 and released on a promo-only single, I'm told, but either way, that single is long out of print and impossible to find. But you might have better luck finding that on Yellow Pills Refill. That's a two-CD compilation released by the Numero Group in 2005. It is entirely compiled by Justin Oakes, who did the Yellow Pills fanzine about power pop. Of course, that compilation is also out of print, but it should be easier to find than that single. And if you're interested in dubious means, you can probably find that online, as most out of print things end up there eventually. I got lucky. That was a gift to me from my cousin Ryan Kegley, who knows how much I love power pop. Unfortunately, there's no more power pop on this week's show. That's it. It's kind of a dark week for Too Much Rock Podcast. Not sure how that happens, but let's duck right into it. This is O'Death with the song Ghost Head.
Turbojet propped her up in the backyard. set of shocks took her down to the car wash. Checked the plugs and points. I'm going out tonight. Gonna rock this joint. Early North Jersey industrial skyline. I'm an all-set Cobra jet. Creeping through the nighttime. Gotta find a gas station. Gotta find a payphone. This turnpike sure is spooky. At night when you're all alone. Gotta hit the gas. Cause I'm running late. It's New Jersey in the morning. Like a lunar landscape. Sinking fast. Pit stop, wipe the windshield. Check the gas. Gotta call my baby on the telephone. Let her know her daddy is coming home. Sit tight, mama. I'm coming round. I got three more hours. But I'm covering ground. Your eyes get itchy in the wee wee hours. Sun's a red ball over the refinery towers. Radio's jammed up with the gospel stations. Blossom's calling. Long distance salvation. Hey, Mr. DJ, won't you hear my last prayer? Let rock and roll deliver me from nowhere. Thank you.
I really like that. That is Ugly Stick with the song Holy Ghost, originally released on the band's self-titled, self-released 1989 album, but it is now being reissued, or kind of issued for the first time, by the label Hovercraft. Just came out a 2-CD set, that album and the band's second album, also self-released, packaged up together and ready for your purchase. A lot of the band from Mid-Ohio, and a lot of, punk rock and cowpunk, and that song probably the twangiest of them all. Some of them kind of pushing forwards, a little bit of noisy rock, little Replacements actually happening in there. So a very good 2-CD compilation there of the band's first two albums, seen the light of day after many, many years being only in flea markets. The middle song there, that was Sunvolt covering up Open All Night. That is from Badlands, a tribute to Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska, which came out in 2000 on Sub Pop Records. Picked that up as I'm about to head up to Nebraska and then into the Dakotas for about a week vacation, and figured I needed something to listen to on the road, but I just couldn't wait. Got through that album very quick. Some of those tracks, very similar to the originals, can't hold a candle to them, though. That they're a reworking of a song that on the album I think is very driving, not a lot of release, a lot of tension. That song has a little more flow to it than the original, and I kind of like that one. And we started things off with Oh Death from Brooklyn. The name of the song we played was Ghost Head. That's on the band's album Outside, which came out April 19th of this year on Ernest Jennings Records. A album with a little less explosion, I think, than their previous albums. A little more composed, a little more calculated, and in some ways the payoff is much bigger, but a lot less hollering and hooting than you might have expected from Odeth in the past. So buyer beware there. Listen to it a few times before you make up your mind. Let's see. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music and I listen to it. If it's good, it's good. It's bad, whatever. I'm going to play it on the podcast for you and you can make up your own mind. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and we come back week after week to do this. Sometimes there are themes involved. If so, it's only because that's what I picked up that week because that's the sort of mood I was in. Nothing's really planned. It is all just as simple and easy as I bought music and I'm sharing it with you. Coming up next, I got a track by Penny Blacks out of St. John, New Brunswick. This song is called Your Wedding Ring.
Slip from your fingers. and you need a helping hand to take yours and cover that reminder of a turn you never planned.
Thank you.
All right, that is Sam I Am with the track Sky Flying By. That is an acoustic version found on the Don't Break Me 10-inch released in 1992 on New Red Archives. That is a 10-inch that I played at the radio station WQAX that I worked at in college and loved and have been hunting for years and years. I eventually gave up, hunted online, and found it there. So it is out of print. I don't feel too bad nabbing it there. The best song on that is clearly the Don't Break Me that appeared on the band's next album. That Sky Flying By I love on the band's previous album. That acoustic version, it falls a little flat, just like most of the acoustic songs do on that 10-inch. But at the time, I thought it was revolutionary. So pre-emo there, before all of the hardcore bands picked up acoustic guitars and got bland. But at the time, boy, that sounded exciting and fresh. Before that, Your Wedding Ring by the band Penny Blacks. That is on the band's new new EP, Gold Standards, which was released April 26th of this year. Self-released there. The band is Jason Ogden, who you may remember from Hospital Grade or Not Funny Anymore, other post-hardcore projects. And that's him picking up his acoustic guitar and throwing his hand into the emo-ish ring, though that song there, very much Americana. Love that steel guitar. Shows a little more depth than what we've heard on his previous records, and let's hope he continues in that direction, because that's good stuff. Let's see. Oh, I'm out of time. All right, well, you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 171. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to close things out this week with a track by Yourself and the Air. That was a band out of Chicago. The name of the song is Sick Days, and it's on the album Who's Who in the Zoo, which will be coming out May 24th on Luho Records. I don't know, you hear a little bit of Modest Mouse, but you also hear a little bit of maybe We Barbarians or even some of the chill wave artists in here. It's mixing a few things together, coming up with a sound that's pretty good. Maybe not the most original, but I think you might enjoy it. Give me a note, let me know what you think. Anyway, let's end things here. This is Yourself in the Air with the song Sick Days. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.